Excerpt 11. Judah Iscariot did not die by hanging. Instead, he continued to live, having been taken down before he choked to death. And the Acts of the Envoys makes this clear. For, falling headlong, he burst asunder in the middle, and his bowels gushed out. Now Papias, the disciple of Johanan, tells this more clearly when he says the following in the fourth book of the Expositions of the Discourses of the Lord. Now Judah was a walking example of impiety in this world. His flesh bloated to such an extent that he could not pass through a space where a chariot could easily pass. Instead, not even the huge bulk of his head could go through. For indeed, it is said that his eyelids were so swollen that it was indeed absolutely impossible for him to see the light. But his own eyes could not be seen by a physician, even looking through an instrument. So far had they sunk from their outward projection. Now his genitals indeed appeared entirely disfigured and nauseous and large. But when he carried himself about, both discharge and worms flowed from his entire body through his genitals only, on account of his outrages. But after many tortures and retributions, he passed away in a secluded region which has remained deserted and uninhabited up until now. Instead, not even to this day can anyone pass by the place without shielding his nostrils with his hands. Such is the afflux which went through his flesh and upon the earth.